everyone. Welcome to the Small Town Talks podcast. It's episode number 13. I haven't done a podcast for a little while. I've been off for about a month. I've been getting some stuff done, had some things go on. But you know what? We're back. I'm excited. It's getting warm out. It's sunny out. Went fishing yesterday. Caught some bass. Everybody's out enjoying the good weather. Who else is enjoying the nice weather? They're the honeybees, okay? So about a month ago, I got into honeybees. So I got a whole hive. I have the hive out. And I got a package of honeybees. And one package of honeybees comes with, it's 3 pounds of bees. 3 pounds of bees. And so I got the honeybees. They're outside right now. They've been here for about 3.5 weeks. They are enjoying it. They don't really mess with you. You know, everybody, when I told them I'm getting bees, a lot of people are thinking, you know, oh, you're going to get stung. Oh, I don't want bees around my house. And you know what? It is nice. We have 5 acres, so we're able to put them, you know, far away. We don't want them right beside the house, just so you're not messing with them all the time. But they're way back there at the end of the property, but they're already making honey. And I probably won't be able to get any honey maybe this year, just because they need honey for themselves. And then usually take the surplus, but maybe next year, maybe at the end of this year, I'll be able to take a little bit of honey. But 3 pounds of bees came in about 3.5 weeks ago, and one queen. And so you get the queen. She comes in a little tiny cage, little screened cage, and she's got candy in it. So what you do is you take this box of bees and you dump them in. And it sounds funny, you dump them because they're alive, they're falling around, but they kind of clump together, you know what I mean? And so you dump them into the box, you put your frames in, a box has 10 frames, so you put your 10 frames in, and the frames are what they make the honey on, they lay eggs, that's the comb. So you take that, and then you take the queen bee, and you put her with a little staple. She's, the box has a little place that, you know, you can, it's got a little area that you can put a little staple in there to hold it to the box. So you're not stapling the queen herself, but you're stapling the box to the inside of the beehive. So you do that, and then it takes her about 3 to 5 days to get out because that candy in the box is keeping her in. And then all the other worker bees want her out, and they want her to start laying eggs and start laying larvae, and then, you know, the hive can keep reproducing so it can make honey and make food and all that stuff. So all the worker bees will go in, and after about 5 days, and she'll be able to come on out, and she starts laying eggs, and that's exactly what happened. A lot of people have problems with that, and so it's kind of, you know, is it going to happen good? Is it not going to happen good? You know, like 50% of the packaged beehives, like what I got, the box of bees, the 3 pounds of bees, 50% of them are successful. So I was kind of on the fence, worried. You know, how would it all turn out? But she got out in 5 days. Then she started laying eggs about a day later. And see, it takes 21 days. After she lays that egg, it takes 21 days for that egg to become a honeybee. And they're born full grown. So they're already starting to put to work, you know. Their very first job as soon as they get out of the hive is to turn around and clean the cell that they were just in. So there's no babying with them. They're already full grown, ready to start to work. And then they live for about 40 to 45 days. So since it, you know, she lays eggs, a queen can lay almost 2,000 eggs in one day, which is just insane. But probably about 10,000 bees out there right now. And then they'll just keep growing and getting bigger and bigger. And I'll be adding more boxes to them. They get one box right now with 10 frames, and then once they kind of fill that out, and they've filled those frames out, I'll add another box of 10 new frames that they can start working on. And then after that, I have what's called flow frames. And flow frames are new, and you know, everybody's kind of on the fence about them, but I thought I'd give them a try. It's basically honey on tap. So what it is it's these reinforced plastic combs, and it's all sealed and food safe and all that. And instead of the bees making their own comb and then putting the honey in their own comb, you're supplying them the comb, and it's plastic. And so they will make the honey and put it into these flow frames, just like it looks, you know, like regular honey, but you can, I mean, regular comb, but you can tell. So they take that, and What they do is after they filled it all out and capped it, they cap it. They put a wax right over the honey to seal it. You know what I mean? So, you know, and that's the way I can tell it's done. And so what you do is you stick this fork in, basically. It's like a metal pole, and it opens the flow frame up. It opens these plastic cells up and just kind of shifts them one way. And when that happens, it lets the honey flow out of the cells and then into a mason jar. So you have honey on tap. So I'm excited about that. If it doesn't work out, I can always just go to regular frames. Some people don't like them. Some people are on the fence about them. Some people have never tried them. So I'm excited about trying them out. They've been out for about, I don't know, maybe 4 or 5 years now. And a lot of people love them. A lot of people like them a lot. It's just if your bees can take to them. But I'm sure they will. I'm really surprised with how good this queen is, because they are just really filling up this first box. And they've only been in there for about 3.5 weeks. And there's really no true flow of pollen yet. I mean, we had pine trees. I've been getting a lot of allergies. And pine trees, you know, make a lot of pollen and stuff like that. Some flowers are starting to bloom. I noticed that and everything. But it is weird. 2/3 of the food you eat is because a honeybee had something to do with it. So I'm seeing a lot more people getting interested in bees. And, you know, McDonald's, they're starting to build, they're calling it the smallest McDonald's, but it's actually a beehive that looks just like a McDonald's. And they're putting that on top of the actual McDonald's buildings for bees. You know, a lot of people are getting into it. We're losing them. I never was really interested into the bees and all that type of stuff. But it's all interesting. And I'm doing it for, I have a pumpkin patch. Huge pumpkin patch. Not huge, but last year I had good results, a lot of vining and potential, and it looked good, but I just did not get that many pumpkins. And I, you know, almost everybody, and when you looked it up online and I looked at some of the flowers and stuff like that, they just were not getting pollinated. And I know you can do that stuff yourself, but with such a big pollen, I mean, with such a big pumpkin patch, it would have been just, you know, kind of crazy to do. So that was the original goal of getting these bees, is to let the honeybees pollinate the pumpkin patch so I can get as many pumpkins as possible. And so this fall, I'll keep everybody up to date on the pumpkin patch, and hopefully I'll be able to sell them. Everybody will have to stop out and grab yourself a pumpkin and maybe some honey. Maybe some honey. That would be cool. Another thing, the reason I've kind of been so busy is I've been doing a lot of school. I'm going to get my real estate license. You guys keep me in mind. That'll be in the near future. I'll have my license, and I'm excited about that. I don't exactly know where I'm going to be working at, who I'm going to sign with, and all that type of stuff. I'll keep everybody posted so you guys all know, and the market's doing good, and I'm really pumped. This is going to be a lot of fun, and I'm excited to get into real estate and help some people find their homes, and I'll keep everybody up to date on that stuff, get you guys a home or sell your home or anything like that. Okay, so the Memorial Tournament was this weekend. They play that down in Dublin, Ohio. And Tiger Woods just didn't do that good, but he had a killer Sunday. He was at one point, I think, 8 under or something like that through 13 holes. I think he finished 9 under in all for the whole tournament, but he was just having a killer Sunday, and I think he bogeyed 2 holes in the back nine and stuff like that. But it's that'd be a big dream of mine. Maybe next year I'll go down to the Memorial Tournament, see Tiger, some other players down there, Jordan Spieth. I don't know. You guys follow golf much? But my podcast that I talked about Tiger Woods did really well. So I'm wondering if you guys liked the golf stuff. I'm not sure. Oh, and another thing, I noticed you guys probably are looking at this and like, whoa, the ads were in the beginning. So yeah, the ads will be in the beginning from now on. So they require them to be in the front of the podcast now. Which it's not a big deal. It doesn't matter. You guys were hearing them at the end. You guys were hearing them in the middle. So what's, you know, them being at the beginning is no different, I guess. So I think that's it, guys. I got to be honest with you. I'm excited that the podcast is getting rebooted. It feels like it's been over a month since I posted the last one. Got the bees stuff going on. The NBA Finals is going on, so maybe next week I'll talk about that some more. Be a realtor, so don't forget that. Make sure you mark that down. I think that's it for this week's podcast, guys. Hope you guys have a great week. Enjoy this weather when it's not raining. Go fishing. They're biting. Get some bass on your line and go have some fun. So, okay, bye, everybody.